Good morning. Alan Meshuggah Jr. here, and I want to welcome you to today's podcast. I'm excited about what God is doing, and I believe that God has an incredible plan, purpose, and destiny for your life. As a matter of fact, that's the subject of today's podcast. We're going to be talking about how to discover our calling, how to discover our purpose and our assignment, that which God would have for each and every one of us to do. We're here for a reason. Can you say that to yourself today? I'm here for a reason. I want to talk about that. Before we get into today's podcast, I want to encourage you to go and take advantage of all of our online resources. You can go to fullturn.com. All of our sermons you can find there as you go to watch our sermons. You can listen to our podcast. There's access to listen to the podcast, sermon podcast there, as well as our online store where you can purchase, find all of my books are there. I've written 3 books, 17 Steps from Zero to Hero, On Purpose, and Heir of Power. You can get all of my books there. And Facebook, you can go to Facebook.com/ Full Turn Church and be a part of our online community. We're excited about what God is doing at our church, and we want you to be a part of it in whatever way. Even if you're living in another city or another state or another nation, we want you to take full advantage of what God is saying from this place. So let's get right into it. I want to talk to you today about discovering your calling, your purpose, your assignment, your heavenly assignment, that which God has called and purposed for you to do. Locating your calling, understand this, locating your calling is the beginning. It's the beginning of a limitless future that God wants you to possess. And realizing that your specific design was created to fit within the body of Christ will help you to become even more effective. We have to understand that we're all a part of this and we're in this together. I don't have time to do a full teaching. Maybe we'll do that later. But the Apostle Paul said, we are one body. We're the body of Christ. The head is Jesus. The head of the body is Jesus. That we're one body, but we're made up. That body is made up of many members. And then he starts talking about the human body for an example. You know, the human body is made up of many different members. You've got fingers, you've got toes, you've got hands, you've got feet, you've got legs, you've got arms, you've got all the organs, and even to the smallest parts of your body, even down to the cells that are in your body. All of these things have a function. Say that word, function. They all have a function. They all have a design. So understand this, everything that God creates, he creates with purpose, structure, and design. That's why the Bible says that we are fearfully and we are wonderfully made. So when God created you, before you were formed, this is what God said to Jeremiah. He said before, and if it's true for Jeremiah, it has to be true for each and every one of us. He said, before I formed you in your mother's womb or your mother's belly, I knew you. Before you were formed, I knew you. Now listen to this. This is incredible. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you and I called you, I ordained you a prophet to the nations. So right there, we get the key that even before we were born, we were in God. We come from God with purpose, structure, and design that God, listen, I even believe this. I believe as Jesus said, Jesus, the word of God in flesh, he said everything that is written was written about me. So what that means is that Jesus was the sum total of the word of God, the total word of God in flesh. But we are members of Christ, which means that each and every one of us are a word from God. In other words, that word that is walking around in the body that you possess carries purpose, structure, design, carries an assignment, because every word of God comes with an assignment to produce something in the earth. So I want you to see yourself as a living word. As a matter of fact, the Apostle Paul says that we are epistles to be read of men. We are living words that people can see God's word in action. You carry purpose. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, God has a purpose for your life. Each and every one of us have a different purpose. We have a different assignment, but we all have a high calling that is in Christ Jesus. We're not all the same. That's something that we need to understand. We are not all the same, but we all come from God. And together, here's the thing, when all of those words in flesh, we're all a word of God in flesh, when all of those words come together, they form sentences. And those sentences form a paragraph. And the paragraphs form a full book from start to finish. Christ is the full book, and we are words in that book. We are members of his body. We all have an assignment. We all have something to do that will produce something incredible for God in the earth. So you have to understand that you're valuable, that God has a purpose for your life, and you've got to seek to find that purpose. It's not just going to fall in your lap. You've got to seek God because he's the one who created you. I want you to understand that. The only one that can reveal to you your purpose, your calling, your assignment is the one who gave it to you, the one who created you. The Bible even says that. The Bible says that he's the potter and we're the clay. And then it says, how can the clay tell the potter what they're supposed to do, what it's supposed to be? Because it's in the mind of the potter what the clay will become. And you need to understand that. We are all God's creation. We are his handiwork. We are his masterpiece. It's in his mind who we will be. And he's forming us. He's making us. He's building us. He's shaping us. See the paintbrush in the hand of an incredible artist. Stroke by stroke, he is fully showing us who we are, and he is revealing that masterpiece that we are to become. So he has the purpose. We have to seek God to find and locate that purpose. When you understand your purpose, everything else begins to fall in place. There's nothing greater than discovering who you are, what you were created to do, understanding your purpose. When you understand your purpose, it just becomes so easy, because now you're not trying to be something that you're not. Are you hearing that today? There's so many people, they're trying to live out somebody else's story. When God has an incredible story for your life, you're not called to be like everybody else. You're called to be who God created you to be. And when you discover that, it is so fulfilling to understand who he created you to be, because then you understand you don't have to be anything else other than who he created and purposed for you to be. There's nothing more frustrating than being outside of your purpose and your calling. It's just like, man, it is like trying to go against the flow of a river. It's so frustrating when you just don't understand what you're here to do. It's frustrating when you're trying to be something that you're not, because it just doesn't work. But when you discover who you are, all of a sudden things begin to move. Things begin to happen. Things begin to flow, because now you're in your lane. There's nothing worse than being outside of your lane, trying to be something you weren't created to be. Because when you discover who you are, you find your lane, and in your lane, you can run, you can go, you can soar to new heights. The awesome thing about finding our purpose is that in finding our purpose, we realize that all things become possible to us. We need to understand that we're valuable. We have to seek the author, because only the author can show us the purpose and design for our life. Always know this: God thinks a whole lot more about you than you think about yourself. And that's the awesome thing about discovering your purpose, is because in discovering your purpose, you discover God's idea and plan for your life. And he wants to reveal to you these things. He wants you to see it so that you can walk it out. Watch this. In the book of Habakkuk 2:1, it says, I will stand upon my watchpost and station myself upon the tower and look out to see what he will say to me and what I will answer concerning my complaint. And the Lord said to me, write the vision, make it plain on tables, so that he may run who reads it. For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems to slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. There's nothing greater than seeing what God wants you to see. I'm going to stand upon my watch. I'm waiting to hear what he will say. Why is that? Because when God speaks, his word paints pictures on the canvas of my heart and mind. And the words that he speaks that paint pictures become the vision for my life. You know, as a kid, I used to take, I'm sure maybe some of you used to do this too. I used to take paper towel rolls. And I do all sorts of things. I'd make them swords. You know, at Christmas time, you get the rolls, you know, Christmas wrap, paper, wrapping paper. There we are, wrapping paper. And I would take the rolls when they were finished, when all the paper was gone, and I'd make them swords. You know, they'd become a lightsaber or, you know, something like that. But you take paper towel rolls and I'd use them as, you know, pretend they were binoculars or pretend it was a telescope. And, you know, the funny thing is when you're looking through that, it really doesn't, but, you know, it's really not doing what you're pretending that it will do. But here's what I want to say, that when you're looking through that tube, it limits what you can see. And so many of us, we're not even looking through paper towel rolls. We're looking through soda straws because our vision is so limited and what we can see has become so limited that we don't see the full picture and the plan that God has for our life. So God is wanting us to discover the vision that he has for us. He's wanting us to see ourselves, our family, our business, our finances, our ministry. He wants us to see everything, not as limited, but he wants us to see the purpose that he has for everything that he has placed in our life. So we've got to stop looking through cardboard tubes. We've got to stop looking through soda straws, and we've got to see the big picture that God has for our lives. So vision, here's what vision is, because we've got to have a vision for the purpose that God has. We have to have a vision for the assignment that God has for our lives. Vision is seeing who God says we are. Vision is the ability to see what God is saying. If you can see what God is saying, then the limits come off. If you can see what God says about you, then you won't be limited anymore because you'll start aligning yourself with the Word of God. And there are no limits to what God can do. All things are possible to those who believe. And when you believe in what God is saying, all things will become possible to you. So you can't understand your purpose without vision. The Bible says where there is no vision, the people perish. The word there in the original, if you look into the original meaning, what it truly means there is that you're stripped. It's almost like to be stripped naked or to get out of hand, to get out of control, that you are truly stripped of your purpose and who you really are without a vision. Your life gets out of hand. Your life gets out of control. Do you know what? So many people lack vision because they don't know what God is saying about them. And because they lack vision, they become other things. They become alcoholics. They become drug addicts. They become addicted to pornography. They keep on going down the same hard roads in life. They jump from bad relationship to bad relationship. They go from failed job to failed job. They do all kinds of things that are destructive in their life simply because they have no vision. They have no sight. And because they have no sight, they have no sense of purpose. They don't know who they are. So God's vision for your life will identify your purpose and your calling. So let's talk about purpose for everything, purpose for a moment, because everything is designed to do something. I mean, just look around you right now. I don't know where you are. Maybe you're in your car listening to this. Maybe you're in your room. Maybe you're walking, you're out jogging. Maybe you're working out, you're on the treadmill. But look around you. I want you to look around you where you are. Everything that you see carries purpose. Everything that you see carries design. The car that you're driving has a purpose. It has a purpose to get you from one place to another. And within that purpose, there's a design. It has a design. It has a structure. I want you to look. Maybe you're in your room. Look at the chair that you're sitting on, or the couch, or maybe there's a bed in the room. Everything in that room carries design. Maybe you have a TV screen, a TV that's sitting in that room. That TV has a purpose. It has a design. I always think about appliances in my kitchen when we talk about the body of Christ and how it's made up of many different members, and every member in the body has purpose. It has design. It has function. I think about a kitchen, because in a kitchen, there are many different appliances. All of those appliances work off the same power. We, as the body of Christ, we're all operating under the same power. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. It's the same electricity coming in, the same power that is coming into the house that's making all the appliances work. But it makes the refrigerator get cold. It makes the oven get hot. It makes the dishwasher wash dishes. So when the power of God comes in your life, your purpose can come alive. That which he ordained before you were even born comes alive when the power of God comes upon you. The power is for you to be able to operate in your purpose. So vision causes me to see my purpose. The Holy Spirit empowers me to do the works, to do what he's called and purposed for me to do. Now, if I'm a prophet, the power of God comes into my life. I begin to prophesy. If he's called me to be an administrator, the power of God comes in my life and I begin to administrate. If he's called me to be powerful in business, then the power of God, the Holy Spirit, comes upon my life and I begin to demonstrate the kingdom of God in power through business. So we have to understand that there's a purpose for everything. When you look around, you see that everything was designed with purpose. Even things that you can't see. It's not only what you can see, even things you cannot see with the natural eye, like the air you breathe, or the molecules that make up the world around you. Everything carries design. Everything has purpose. The Bible says that God created the heavens and the earth, and he created everything with purpose. When he created man, he created man in his image. He created man with purpose. He created him in his image and likeness, and he gave man and woman purpose. He gave them design. He said, be fruitful, multiply, increase in that which I've purposed for you to do and designed you to do. So as we seek God, hear this, because you come from God, and everything that you are created to do is coming from God. The gifts, the talents, the abilities that you possess come from God, come from his Spirit working in your life. As you seek him, he reveals to you who you are. And once we have a good sense of our identity in Christ, the next step is what? To understand that purpose. And so every member in the body of Christ has purpose. Just like tools in a toolbox. Like the appliances in the kitchen, like tools in a toolbox. Your hammer was created to hammer. Your screwdriver was created to screw things in. Your saw was created to saw things, cut things in half. Everything there has purpose and design, but it takes the hammering and the screwdriver screwing in the screws and the saw cutting lumber and all the other different tools, the level, making things level to build the house. And God has called each and every one of us to work in our purpose, to work in our design, to work according to our function, so that Christ can fully be seen in the earth, and so that his manifold wisdom, the manifold wisdom of God, can be seen through the church of Jesus Christ. And so it's very important that we understand that. As we see our purpose, and as we see the purpose in others, we can now work together in unity to build and advance the kingdom of God, to reach cities, to see whole regions change, to see a nation come to God, to see many people coming out of darkness and into light, taking dominion, advancing the kingdom of God in the earth. When we're operating in our function, when we're operating in our assignment, when we're operating in our purpose, we're powerful. We're powerful. So let me talk to you for a moment about assignments. So we've talked about the vision. We've got to be able to see what God is saying about us to discover our purpose. But within that purpose, there's an assignment. Let me read to you this scripture here. Matthew 25, this passage. Matthew 25, 14 says, "For it will be like a man going on a journey." He's talking about the kingdom. "For it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted to them his property." His property. Somebody say, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Everything belongs to God. So this person entrusted to them his property. To one, he gave 5 talents. To another, 2. To another, 1. So see this, what he's giving them is not theirs. It belongs to him, but he's entrusting them with it. So understand this, your purpose, your calling, your abilities, your gifts, your talents, everything that you possess is not yours. It all belongs to God, and he's entrusted you with a part of himself. He's entrusted you with his word. He's entrusting you with the gifts of the Spirit that he's placed in your life. So he gave to one 5, to another 2, to another 1. To each according to his ability. Every one of them had ability, and they're different abilities. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So he doubled what he had. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now, after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And I'm telling you, that's going to happen to us when we, each and every one of us, we are going to stand before Christ and be accountable for what he's given us. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, "Master, you delivered me 5 talents. Here, I've made 5 talents more." His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little, and I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." He also, who had the 2 talents, came forward saying, "Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here, I've made 2 talents more." And his master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant." How many of you want to hear that from God? "You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much." See, if we're faithful over what he's already given us, he'll be able to put us over more, and we'll be able to do even more. "I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." He also, who had received the 1 talent, came forward saying, "Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, you have what is yours." But his master answered him, "You wicked and slothful servant." See, it's not enough just for us to say, you know, "Thank you, God, for these gifts, you know, but I've been afraid to use them. But here, just, you know, have what you've given me." God's expecting increase out of each and every one of our lives. He is expecting each and every one of us to operate in that purpose according to that design and that function to accomplish what he has put us in the earth to do. I want to say that again. God has put you in the earth with an assignment, and he wants you to fulfill that assignment, and he wants you through that assignment to bring increase for his kingdom. All right. And so he said, "You wicked and slothful servant." In other words, you're lazy. "You knew that I reap where I've not sown and gather where I've not scattered seed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers." You should have at least invested it at my coming, that I should receive what was mine with interest. "So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has will more be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken. And cast the worthless servant into outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." I want to spend the next 5-6 minutes here. I want to spend talking to you about assignments, because we see how important our assignments are. God has given us abilities. He's given us giftings. He's given us a calling, and he wants us to produce in that purpose. He wants us to produce in that calling. He wants us to bring increase to advance his kingdom as we work along with other believers in their assignments and their roles, that we can accomplish big things and demonstrate the kingdom of God and the power of God in the earth. So look at here. Because I know that this subject is vitally important. And it's not really talked about too much. We talk about calling and purpose, but not about assignments. But hear this, within every calling and purpose, there are assignments that were given to accomplish that goal and purpose. I know a lot of people may say, well, you know, what's the difference between a purpose, a calling, and an assignment? Are they the same thing? Well, here's the way I like to explain it. A calling reveals who you are. Purpose is the reason that you were born, and an assignment is the work that you're called to carry out within your calling purpose. So hear this, there are different levels of assignments that are given to us. We all have a life assignment that is made up of the many different assignments. Let me explain that to you. You know, I discovered my purpose, which is to declare the word of God and to speak the word of God as one of the fivefold ministry gifts. You know, but within that, there have been different assignments taking me ultimately to fulfill my life assignment. In other words, I started in ministry. I started as a youth pastor. And now I started pastoring a church. And in pastoring that church, God has given me even more things and shown me even more things of how to operate in that purpose by continuing to expand that assignment and show me even more. Give me, as I fulfill one assignment, let me say it that way, as I fulfill one assignment, God always gives me a new assignment. And these assignments that He gives me are all a part of my life assignment, that overall assignment and that purpose and that calling that God has given for my life. So we need to understand that. We need to understand the power of our assignment. So let me say this. We have daily assignments. God might give us one specific thing that He wants us to do that day. But see, all of these different levels of assignment are all working together for the overall assignment that God has given us for my life. I would say this too. There are generational assignments. There are things that God has assigned for families to do in the earth. We see this kind of pattern for us in the Old Testament with tribes. Or even when you look at the Levites, that they were a priestly tribe, and that was their assignment from generation to generation, that they would operate as priests. And I believe that God gives families assignments from generation to generation, that when one generation is to instill that assignment into the next generation, so that when they go home to be with the Lord, they become a part of the great cloud of witnesses. It's like passing the torch, or it's like passing the runners running in the race, passing the baton, that one generation runs with another generation until it's time for that generation to take fully a hold of the assignment and carry it on. I've seen that in my family. My grandfather, who I believe was in Phoenix, Arizona at the time in the 60s, God spoke to him to come to Atlanta, Georgia and start a church. Well, that church then was pastored by my father. And then I launched out of my father's church and started Full Turn Church, all still in Georgia, because God has an assignment for my family to reach into this state and beyond to declare His will in the earth and to accomplish that which He's called and purposed for us to do. And so there's an assignment. I am an extension of that, which God spoke to my grandfather and even to my great-grandfather and great-great-grandfather. And so I believe God has assignments for families. Isn't that powerful? Generational assignments. There are assignments that are corporate assignments. In other words, every church, which is made up of many, many groups of people, that every church has an assignment. Whole groups of people that God has assigned to work together. And so all of this is working together with our individual assignments. It's usually found within our specific area that God is putting us in a place where we can operate in our purpose, in our design, to accomplish His will. Listen, God will always put you in a place where you can be most effective. As a matter of fact, I believe this. I believe that God will always call you to a leader. He'll call you to a vision, and he'll call you to a people, because God will join you to the part of the body that he wants you to work in and function in. In other words, if we equate it with the human body, if you're a finger, he's going to have you working with the hand. He's going to have you working with other fingers. He's not going to take you, if you're a finger, and put you on a kneecap. It doesn't work that way. You know, he's going to put you with the group that you're assigned to and the group that you can work with. Let me close with this, and we can continue with this thought in future podcasts. Listen to this. Authority comes into your life. Authority comes when we're sent by God to do what he's called for us to do, and power is released where we are sent. We are ambassadors of Christ. And ambassadors, you have to understand, are sent on assignment. We are sent by our King into areas of influence to bring the kingdom culture to that place that he sends us. Every assignment carries with an anointing to fulfill that assignment. Assignments are given according to what we have been designed to do. This is why we are different, because we all have a purpose. We all have a function. We all have assignments. There are things that we've been called to do. We haven't been called to do it all. Maybe that's helping somebody today. Maybe somebody is saying, you know what? I feel freedom in this, because I'm not called to be everything. I'm not called to do everything. I'm called to do what I was purposed to do and what I've been assigned by God to do. There's power in that. That's where authority comes. When you talk about operating in authority and you talk about operating in power, it's when you're operating in your purpose. It's when you're operating in your assignment. In other words, let me just say this. If I stepped out of my assignment, if I stepped out of my purpose, you know, God has called me as a mouthpiece to declare his word, to equip his people, to equip the saints. That's what I'm called to do. But I can also sing. And I believe I'm a pretty good singer. But I could step outside of my calling to equip the saints and say, I'm going to be a worship leader. I'm going to record albums, and I'm not going to speak the word of God anymore. I'm just going to go sing. I want to go from church to church and sing. Do you know what? I'm going to lose authority. I'm going to lose power to demonstrate who God is. I might be operating in a level of my gift, but I'm not going to operate in true power until I'm doing what God has purposed and called and designed me to do. Take this and chew on it today. Digest it, because each and every one of you have purpose. You have an assignment. You have a calling, a high calling that comes from God that you can only discover as you seek Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Again, I encourage you to go and take full advantage of our online resources. Listen to our past sermons and teachings. Listen to our podcast. Go out. You know, a lot of what I said today, you can find in my book, Heir of Power, where you can see these things expanded. And the book, Heir of Power, is all about our true identity in Christ, who God has called and purposed for us to be. So I encourage you, if you do not have that book, go online today, fullturn.com, or even alanmashegan.com. Go to our online store and get that book today. It will bless you. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. Have an incredible day, and know this: God has a purpose, plan, and destiny for your life.